At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Yesterday, Steve Miggs, you and I got to be TV stars.
Yes. Yes.
Something like that.
I mean, we were on TV at least. You could say
we
that.
We were. Yes. We went on New Day Northwest.
We love Kelly going Hansen. On New Day Northwest, and Kelly's so great.
They are so fantastic. King 5, we were there to promote Kicks for Kids, but yep. Also to play a very fun game called Pyramid.
Let's play a game. It is time now for Game On. And joining me for Game On Pyramid Edition are Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Show on KISW, along with chef and restaurant owner Claire Sumadawiria. Claire, you and I are going to be a team, and we're going to try and beat Taryn and Steve. So let the trash talking begin, okay?
And shout out to Claire, super nice person. We need to go to her cafe in Bellevue, Danny. This place is called Belden. Cafe. And I was looking at their menu, and it looks awesome. Just like, you know, just cafe-type food, but it looks really good.
We're definitely taking a field trip.
And she's also a councilwoman over in Bellevue as well.
Yes.
I bring all this up because
during the game, somebody said a curse word, and it wasn't me. And Steve, it was not you either.
No. It was while we were playing the game. So the game is basically that you give a hint, and then you have to start, like, giving hints so that they could guess the word. And the word in this situation was gossip. So Claire decided to use a certain other term to try and get Kelly to say the word gossip.
Okay, so number 3, excuse me. We're talking basically about somebody else. Gossip? Oh!
I'm sorry. So at this point, she said, you're talking S about somebody. Yeah. And if you watch the video, and we have it up on our social media pages, like, you can see my face trying to process what just happened.
You're frozen.
Girl, I'm just like, I'm like, you know, like when you're like the wires are crossed, and you're just like, I don't think I heard what I heard. Maybe she said like the boat, a ship.
Yeah.
With a P. And I'm like, well, that makes no sense when you're trying to give a hint for gossip. I'm like, no, there's only one word it could be. And it was the word I thought. So then, of course, I was like, I have to say something about this.
We were so good. You were good.
Good
job. Good job.
So can we curse though?
No, I did. I'm sorry.
Even the camera person just started laughing. Like, yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on here either.
We were all a little triggered by that.
Yeah.
Your turn. We'll bleep it out.
Okay. New Day Northwest after dark.
Yes, we have to do that now. Oh, shoot.
Okay, yeah, where we just say the S word and the F word freely.
It's a cool spinoff.
And the funny part was after we were done, you know, Claire was apologizing. And said, it's fine. We could bleep. And in fact, we had to bleep someone yesterday as well. So I'm like, well, who did you have to bleep yesterday? Mm-hmm. And she said, we had Jeremy Piven on.
Oh, yeah.
Actor Jeremy Piven, who's now, he also does stand-up comedy. He's here this weekend at the Neptune, I think on Saturday. Many of us, myself included, remember him for one of the greatest TV characters of all time, Ari Gold in Entourage. Mm-hmm. And he was on, and she told the story, and I figured, I found the audio. And, like, so, like, the interview, she said, was going great. It was her last question, and for some reason, he decided to drop the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And here's that moment.
End us on your favorite motivational quote. I love a good motivational quote.
I mean, listen, I don't like quoting other people,
I mean, if you're
going to quote yourself,
I could quote myself, or I could, Martin Luther King said, "No lie can last forever," which is great, you know. And we I think that, you know, as a team, and I'll speak to all the producers here, we have a finite amount of time on this planet, so you know we can be viciously mediocre in this life, or we can get after it. I don't know if you can say that on television. You can't.
You can't.
Okay. The look on Kelly's face is like, what is happening? Like, we were just about to say goodbye to you.
You're doing so good, Jeremy.
Okay. We're going to have to beep that.
Okay, that's all good, everybody.
Thank you so much for being here.
It was going so well.
It was.
And then it wasn't.
I mean, how many times a week do you think they end up having to bleep somebody? It can't be very many.
I feel very strongly that was the only times this year, and it happened in the same week.
If her face, like, looked anything like your face, Steve, the video, again, like Steve said, it's on our social media pages. You have to go watch it, because Steve's face is the greatest thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
I have no poker face.
He just looks straight at the camera, like, what?
I'm like, what in the living F is going on? Did this lady just say the F word? I think even my buddy Jay, he said on my Facebook, he wrote, "The effing look on your face, LOL."
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
But we got to give a big thank you to Kelly and the whole New Day staff for bringing us in and letting us promote Kicks for Kids, which is something that's so near and dear to our hearts.
We have to talk about your fundraiser, though. Please tell us about it.
So we are doing our annual Kicks for Kids partnership with the fine folks at Mary's Place, and our goal this year is to put 400 brand new pairs of shoes on local children in need. Their families are often experiencing homelessness, or they've been displaced for one reason or another, and so this is that boost of confidence that they get going into back to school.
And the best part is they get to pick the shoes, so we're not just like handing any kind of pairs of shoes. We give them a gift card. They can go pick out what kind of shoes that they want, and like Taryn said, improves their confidence and just kind of starts the school year off right for them.
Amazing. This is your sixth year doing it too. Thank you so much for everything that you guys do.
And I continue to say donate mother effers. They had to bleep that out as well. And speaking of donations at KSW.com, thank you to Mark Guys, who just donated $25 to Kicks for Kids. That's going to go a long way when we try and put brand new shoes on kids in need. Also, Aaron Sand donated $50, and David Williford donated $100 to Kicks for Kids. The more we can raise, the more shoes we end up helping Mary's Place out with getting brand new shoes on kids.
We are on our way. You can make a donation too by heading over to KISW.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.